Welcome to Letters to the Editor. In this podcast, we play letters left by voicemail to the San Diego Reader, an alternative weekly publication in San Diego, California. The only edits that have been made to the audio clips were to remove personal information. To leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert. I live in downtown San Diego. I play music practically every day at Balboa Park, and have had many encounters with these people in your article about the atheists and the evangelists. And one thing I noticed with them is they all present irrational arguments, nothing rational, nothing objective, and even they depart from their own scriptures. Some of them use the Bible, some of them use other writings, the atheists use writings, and they maintain certain things, and I go and research what they are saying, and it's what the article is saying. They seem to just depart. The one guy who talks about being a blood donor, those verses aren't in the Bible, being a blood donor, and I asked him why he uses all these words, and he says, yes, they're cliches. I said, why don't you use your own scripture? And he just said, go away. Most of them don't want me to talk to them after a while because I present specifics, trying to be objective, don't have my belief systems in view, and they don't want to hear it. They want to preach to you, and they want you to accept everything they have to say, swallow it whole without questioning. And that's interesting, especially the guy that screams and yells. I've had many confrontations with him, and all he does is scream louder. And I ask him, what are you reading? What does it mean? He won't answer. He just wants to scream and yell. He claims to be an apostle, but they're just, according to scripture, there aren't any more apostles. So, but some religious groups say there are, but there are passages that clearly say there aren't going to be any more. So, thank you.
Yes, I was just wanted to bring up the point that maybe it's not a good idea to tell people where the bomb ranges are. People have been known to go out and collect up the bomb pieces for their recycling value and sometimes blow themselves up. My name is Dwight from downtown. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to comment on Laura McNeil's story. The Desire to Leave Hangs Like Heat, which was reprinted in the April 17th, 2014 Reader, originally appeared in the Reader in 1995. I grew up in San Diego and in Southern Illinois. And I went to public schools and Catholic schools in San Diego, Catholic schools in Illinois. And I guess I lived in the old America because when I was a kid in grade school, anybody that called a teacher a bitch would have been slapped silly till his teeth rattled, and he would have been hauled off to the principal's office. His parents would have been called and told to come get him, and he would have been expelled unless he made a public apology to the teacher in front of the whole classroom. I don't know what the world's come to now, but evidently, back in 1995, it was in pretty bad shape if they let that kind of nonsense go on. Ridiculous. That's all I had to say. When did I go to grade school? From 1938 to 1945. And I never called a woman teacher or a nun a bitch, but I acted smart-aleck sometimes and got myself slapped silly for it. And I think I'm better for it now.
My name's Robert. My letter to the editor is in regard to the Pearls, Petroglyphs, and Desert Shipwrecks article. I found it fascinating, and turns out I had a slight connection to this story. I have an acquaintance that I haven't spoken to for many years, but once he retired, he's pretty much dedicated his life to finding, documenting, and then getting GPS locations for petroglyphs all over Southern California and Baja California. And it seems to me, he said he works with a one of the schools here in the archaeology area. Anyway, one time he showed me the pictures of this rock with the sailing ship on it, and he said it was and he said it was out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. He never really specified where it was that he had taken these photographs, but he had. He spends weeks and weeks down in Mexico, traveling in the most godforsaken areas, and has taken a lot of photographs of these petroglyphs. So I just thought I'd pass that on to you. And when I read the story and saw this, it just flashed on me that I had a connection in some small way to this article, and I thought it was fascinating because there's absolutely no inkling that there would be anything out there like this. Also, since I was a child, I was always told that the Salton Sea was a product of an earthquake that shifted the route of the Colorado River, and this was in the 30s. And it took 3 years for them, the Corps of Engineers, to reroute the Colorado River back into its normal pathway. So I found it interesting that in the article it says that the Salton Sea was a remnant of this gigantic inland lake, because all my life I've always thought that it was a product of something that happened in the 20th century, and there's no information about that that I've ever read other than this article. So I just thought I'd pass that on. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Letters to the Editor. If you'd like to get in touch, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram by searching San Diego Reader. If you'd like to leave a letter of your own, call 619-235-3000, extension 460. Tune in every week and don't miss Barnaby Monk's Club Crawler podcast, outlining the week's best concerts, shows, and entertainment in San Diego.